Welcome to Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. This is episode 28. I'm your host, Noobs, editor-in-chief of ShufflingDead.com, and joining me as always is Shuffling Deadcast co-host, Salsi.
Hello.
Once again this week, we'd also like to welcome aboard guest reviewer, Weskimo.
How's it going?
He's here to help us chat about all the week's events, and man, do we have a full show for you this week, folks. I'm excited. But before anything else, turn it over to Salsi here. Feedback of the week.
Okay, so I'm sad to disappoint that this week we have no notable feedback at all. Not even on YouTube.
No emails to the podcast. Salsi, how do people send us emails?
They can email us at hosts@shufflingdead.com.
And there are lots of other ways. We'll talk about that later. But seriously, folks, hosts@shufflingdead.com. If you want to get your comments and insults right on the air, discussed by Salsi, myself, and other awesome guests. Think about it. Alright, I guess we'll head into the news in that case. Let's see what we've got. Here we go, Weskimo. I think you left a comment on this one.
I did.
This is a little leaked trailer for a new TV series that's going to be on AMC. It's called The Walking Dead. It's based on a comic series, which is awesome. I've read pretty much the whole thing up to the point where the comic series stands at this point. I love it. So, I'm excited. What
What's
you
it
think?
About?
Well, it's kind of got the, what's that movie called? 48 Days Later. 28 Days Later. He wakes up in a hospital, and
that happened in Resident Evil, too.
Yeah, it's a common zombie theme, I guess. He wakes up, he realizes zombie apocalypse. He finds his son, and I think his wife ends up dying. This all happens very early. Hopefully this isn't spoilers. And then after that, it's basically the story of this one guy. He was a cop in the old world before the zompocalypse. Now he's making friends with people, making allies. Mm-hmm. They're basically just trying to live through the zombies. And it deals a lot with kind of their interactions. It's a lot to do about the characters rather than just fighting zombies.
I see.
So, I mean, you guys are excited? Well,
the trailer made it look like it's going to be a good series.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty excited to watch at least a few episodes. I mean, you know, it's entirely possible it'll be lame, but, I mean...
That's very true.
You know, I haven't read the comics, so it'll be completely new to me. So, you know, it's one of the few TV shows I'm actually sort of excited to see.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's not much on TV these days.
And not a lot of new stuff either. Like, there's a lot of new next seasons I'm looking forward to. Like, I'm looking forward to the next season of Dexter and Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
It's starting up on Thursday.
Is it?
Maybe not.
No, it's pretty soon, though. I did see the trailer. But, you know, something like this is a new show that, you know, TV hasn't had before.
Yeah, that's true.
Rather than just all that reality TV garbage.
We've seen a lot of zombie movies in the last few years, but I don't think we've ever had a zombie TV show before.
I've never heard of one.
So that's very interesting.
Vampires sort of count as the zombies in a very distant sort of cousins way.
Well, you know, I might have agreed with you at some point, Salsi, but these days, vampires aren't what they used to be.
There's a lot of,
Living Dead.
Yeah.
All right, next story. This is... This story is so freaking good. It's hard for me to even describe how awesome this is. So, here's the story. A couple of guys came into an internet cafe, kind of nerd shop, and they started targeting the guy who was working there. They hit him. There were like 9 people in the store. Nobody noticed. I don't know how that happened.
It looked like
they looked like they were all gaming pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, a couple extra people walk in, especially with the headsets on.
Right on.
Like Salsi's saying, then you don't hear them. You don't look up from the computer when you're deep into the WoW dungeons in the middle of a quest or something, right, Salsi?
Especially when you're PC gaming.
That's right.
Oh, we're gonna chat about that later. So, so these two guys come in. They start assaulting the guy running the place. Finally, they've hit him a second time. The other people start to notice. They're coming up to the front desk. He's already hit the panic button, but, you know, the cops are a couple minutes away. And these intruders, these robbers, start hassling the gamers for money. And at first, you know, they're handing over their stuff. And then one of the robbers tries to take a man's DS.
like fat chubby nerds versus like tall skinny bulk guys.
Yeah. And this nerd is not having any of it, folks. They've crossed the line. You can take his money. You're not taking his DS. So pretty much the nerd just lost. I think he punched him, he jumped on him, and all the nerds started fighting back. They chased these guys out of the store. They had one pinned down, one ran away. Some accomplices came in. Eventually they managed to drag their other friend out. But basically, the nerd beat down.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty amazing.
It was like a horde of nerds.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little unfair. We're talking like 10-on-2.
Well.
But at the end, when the guys came to get the rest of the guys, they could have gone in there and kicked everybody ass, but instead they just like.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It would pretty much be, again, 10-on-2, because if I was one of the first two assholes in there, that would have been I wouldn't have been going back into
that
hornet's nest of nerds.
Well, they did, like, put his monitors on the floor and stuff.
Yeah, they were punching his monitors. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
It's just asking to hurt yourself.
I don't know. Trying to look more threatening.
So, I mean, what's the lesson here? Is it
nerds have fury.
The team spirit of the nerd community. Nerd fury. I mean, I think we've all heard stories of nerds just losing it. Losing their cool, freaking out on people, and they have that
throwing chairs and stuff.
Hidden rage living deep within them. Exactly. Throwing weapons, chairs sometimes.
Well, I think you'd agree. It's the dentist spirit of it just takes one.
Well said, Salsi. A little Japanese TV reference there from Salsi. Alright, what's the next story?
I think this was in Hawaii, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
This was a good story, too.
As we do from time to time on the podcast, we have a segment that really is Salsi's territory. It's articles tagged with the female anatomy.
You might be more of an expert than I am.
So, take it away, Salsi. What's this one about?
Well, apparently there was a study, a German study, and they found out that if you're a man and you look at a healthy amount of cleavage,
yeah,
it actually is healthier for you and can even increase your life expectancy.
That's right.
So, hallelujah. That's all I gotta say about that.
So apparently the idea is if you're a guy and you're out in public, you're peeking at the breasts, when you get a chance, it gets the blood flowing. If you know what I mean. Oh, well, that's exactly what they said in the study, actually. And, that's obviously good for you. It's like exercise. In fact, the researcher said that staring at breasts for 10 minutes, which is kind of a long time.
That's a bit of a stare fest.
Yeah, is equivalent to a 30-minute aerobics session. So, I mean, who's going to let you stare at the breasts for 10 minutes?
That's a little weird.
You could just go, yeah, the internet.
Yeah, the internet.
Yeah, you could be working out.
This lady here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And sadly, you probably could look at it for 10 minutes.
It probably took me about 10 minutes to read this 3-paragraph article, too, I spent the whole time looking at this chick's rack.
You know, I really fought hard to find the perfect picture, because I thought, man, we could sell this story.
But look at her cake thing, you know. It's a little strange.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I think you're looking in the wrong spot, Salsi.
Just saying.
The tack on second story here is, there was a story out of Britain that a woman almost suffocated her lover. She had these giant 40 double L breasts. Apparently he usually liked having them shoved in his face, and he was kind of, you know,
wailing
around, and she thought he was liking it. But it turned out, nah, he was kind of passing out. That's pretty much the whole story.
I can't even imagine 40 double L.
Well, we can look if you want.
I
Salsi.
Well, I have a punchline.
Do you?
She would know if it's a problem when he goes limp.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. All right, 40 double D?
No, LL.
Double L. Anyway, but I do have a question about this.
Oh, there she is.
Jesus Christ. Oh, holy hell. Oh,
they don't like that big in her t-shirt. How about this lady?
Yeah.
Yikes. All right.
I like how the person who's just randomly
there's
in the
only two ladies
exactly like her in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one.
She does not
one.
Look.
She just looks like she's
none of these people. This is looking horrible.
What's this? Some Japanese,
I see a giant penis. Can we close the window?
Oh God.
Wow.
we wanted to see what all right,
this is why research into things like this is always taken at your own risk.
So there you go, folks.
So one thing I do have a question about
rests,
this, though.
Don't climb under them.
Okay, yeah, what? Exactly. I do have a question about this, though, with the study. Like, does the same thing apply to staring at, like, an ass or something? Like, something like a nice ass or something?
Yeah,
right?
That's what I
mean. Why, are you feeling a little underrepresented?
What does that mean? Oh!
Well, Salty's saying I have a nice ass? I don't know.
No. She's saying that you'd appreciate if you got stared at sometimes.
No, I'm not saying
or
that.
Or are you saying he's a breast man?
No, I'm saying he's an ass man and not a breast man. Oh, okay. It feels a little...
Fair enough.
I think that's 100% right. Anything that gets the blood flowing, it's going to be good for you. So the lesson is, stare at the ladies all you can.
Do you think that's why ladies have a longer life expectancy?
Because they can stare at guys.
You just look down. No.
They're that seldom.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I look at myself in the mirror and I...
10-year life expectancy discrepancy between men and women.
Yeah, it is pretty high.
You're saying when you look at yourself, you get a little...
It doesn't do anything. Does it do something for you when you stare at yourself?
No comment.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, how many of these did you throw up today?
4.
Jesus.
Well, I was slacking the rest of the week.
Yeah.
These are good, too.
Yeah, this one here in particular, I enjoy.
This is a story that's been all over the media. Chris Brown, I'm sure you guys remember him. He's
beating up his girlfriend.
He's a part-time musician, full-time woman beater. Smacked Rihanna around. Well, he was out in public wearing a giant piece of Kirby bling. Look at this thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty giant. It's like the size of a man's fist, even. It's not a tiny little,
it's the size of a wife beating fist.
Well said.
Kirby's laying the smack.
But it's the happy Japanese Kirby, not the angry Western Kirby. Anyways. What the fuck? Where did he get this
I don't know.
Maybe it was custom made.
Like, I wonder what this thing is valued
at. It's on, like, a giant gold chain, too.
Yeah, right.
Like, ugh. Way to bling it up, Chris Brown.
This is not like home.
Do you think he is representing, as they might say?
I think, he is repping the Nintendo love. And I commented here that he joins an exclusive club of Nintendo
lovers.
Yeah,
Eminem should be the one wearing it.
I'd appreciate that a lot more because I don't, Eminem's he's done some bad stuff, but I don't hate him.
Yeah, I think he almost killed his wife or maybe just wrote
I think he just likes to talk about it. Yeah. It's really his fantasy more. But
Eminem, so far, I think video games are getting a bad rap here.
Yeah, we do a lot of stories where video games are loosely associated with bad people, don't we? Eminem, he plays the Donkey Kong, like the old arcade game.
Right.
Kevin Federline showed up in an old issue of Nintendo Power. You can tell he's been playing it a lot lately.
K-Fed sure has a lot of free time to play some video games.
Yeah, he's put on some weight lately, too. And then Robin Williams named his daughter Zelda. So, but, okay, here's the funniest thing about the Chris Brown story, is the Daily Mail ran this story, this is a UK paper, and they got everything wrong.
Sure were retarded.
The first headline didn't even mention Kirby, they just said Chris Brown wearing pink cat necklace. The fuck? That is so offensive that they would call Kirby a pink cat.
What's wrong with cats?
Nothing. But they should know who Kirby is. Although, would you wear cat bling, Chelsea?
Maybe when I'm 80.
And then they changed it to say he was wearing a Pokemon necklace. Which, I mean, I guess it looks like Jigglypuff, but, like, still.
Jigglypuff.
And now they call it Kirby in the article, but they still also refer to him as a cat. So, I mean, they're hopeless. Hire me, and we'll get this sorted out.
You gotta go to work for the Daily Mail?
Working for the Daily Mail, editing their video game-related content. Next story.
More video game.
Yeah, this is a video game-heavy news day here.
Mother... okay. Billy Mitchell.
Have you guys seen The King of Kong?
Yes, amazingly enough.
It is so awesome. It is amazing. It's a documentary about these two guys, Billy Mitchell and Steve Wiebe, competing for the Donkey Kong high score. And, I mean, these guys are well beyond even Eminem's skills when it comes to Donkey Kong. And we ran a story a few months ago about this new guy showed up out of nowhere named Hank Chien. Am I saying that right?
A surgeon.
He's a surgeon. He picked up the game, and he was immediately awesome. He took the high score a few months ago, But Billy Mitchell's back. He went in. He took down that high score, and then he quit just to, for the sake of being awesome. He could have racked up his score, but he didn't. And then he turned around and got the Donkey Kong Jr. world record. Took that back as well. And he wanted to do this stuff. He was doing something special to celebrate the opening.
Did he do it live?
He did, in fact, do it live.
That's good.
He did this to celebrate the opening of the International Video Game Hall of Fame out there in Ottumwa, Iowa, where all of this weird stuff happens. Anyone have any thoughts on this story?
I like this guy's a class act here.
Yeah.
I mean, he walks away saying, some say I'm being cocky, some say I'm being lazy, I say I'm being Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, then of course he's in regards to stopping right after he gets the high score.
Yeah, right. He is being the Donkey Kong high score holder. Like, right. He was being the Donkey Kong champion. He doesn't care what his score is, but he is the champion.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy knows what he's after.
He can't go too far up, because if he gives it his very, very best and someone beats it,
yeah, that's true.
Not guaranteed to get back
this way. This asshole has an excuse as to why he loses the record again. Okay, this guy, by the way, he has a mullet. He sells his own brand of hot sauce, and he always wears American flag ties. Awesome or not awesome?
I'm just gonna give him a very eccentric.
Yeah.
He just has some things.
Some issues. All right. What else have we got? Here we go. Here's a kind of story that I write every once in a while, specifically to make Weskimo complain about the site, pretty much. So NBA Jam, the EA's been building hype for a new NBA Jam exclusive to Wii for months. You know, they had this contest where they were going to do get your own catchphrase. Yeah, we talked about that on the podcast. The game's gotten a lot of good press, and then all of a sudden, last minute, they've decided, we're gonna give it to PS3 and 360 owners for free. How are we supposed to take this?
My only comment is, suck it.
See, but what a poor business decision.
How do they get it free?
Well, okay, they gotta buy this shitty basketball game called, NBA Elite 11. So they gotta buy that, which is like $60.
Ugh.
But I mean, the point is, they're basically saying, hey, Wii owners, we make games for your system that you gotta pay us full price for. But those same games are like throwaway giveaways for the owners of other systems. How are Wii owners supposed to take this?
They need a graphics booster?
What? This game has nothing to do with graphics.
NBA Jam is all about he's on fire.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's
all about the hot streaks and the what the hell were those? The Star Squares, you got like 9 points.
Yeah, out. Man. Hotspots.
Hotspots. That's
yeah,
what this
yeah.
About.
I love the hotspots. Our games of basketball should have that.
Yeah.
And,
that'd be the worst.
Actually, we should do that. Do some chalk? Man, that's a
good
idea.
Hey, I have a way to think about it.
Okay.
Okay, it's gonna retail for $40 on the Wii, right?
Well, we don't know. 40 or 50.
Well, that just means that PS3 360 owners bought a $50 or $40 game. And they're paying extra $10 to get the second game.
Oh, NBA Live is worth $10.
I think Salsi meant the other way around, but
I mean, that's how I interpret the statement.
Oh, yeah, because I guarantee you NBA Elite 11 is going to be another jock-heavy bullshit game like Madden and all that stuff.
So are you going to buy it, Weskimo?
I'm pretty sure that you give it 3 months after NBA Elite gets released with this NBA Jam add-on that NBA Jam's on Xbox Live Arcade.
You know that's going to happen.
I know. And
that's the double slap on Wii.
I'll have to pay for it, but I can guarantee you it'll be like $6.
Exactly. That's the double slap to the Wii owners.
Which is why my comment was suck it.
But I mean, don't you see the injustice here, Weskimo?
Yeah.
And you This is the same ignorance that fuels racism and homophobia.
Oh, here we go. Are you serious?
That reminds me of something on Dig a while ago. It got front page. And it was like criticizing this newspaper that was like, if you hate seagulls, or maybe it was pigeons, then you're like a racist. It's very random. Anyway, that reminded me of this.
I can't say that I read that one.
So you're calling... third-party developers racist? or yes. akin to racist?
Yes, exactly. And that is an ongoing theme of Shuffling Dead, and that is 100% correct.
That we haters are racist.
Yes. Well, not racist, but consoleist, certainly.
Not really. You can.
They have an obvious bias for everything except we. They hate we and love everything else.
Maybe because that's we takes a little bit extra with the controls, but now that Microsoft and PS3 have harder systems to work with, they'll start hating them too.
Maybe that would be nice. I want to see the hate get spread around.
I mean, how much Microsoft and PS3 hate have there been? There's been a lot of hate.
Well, there's been a lot of Microsoft. Well, yeah, Sony certainly got their hate as
well. Sony got a lot of hate. Microsoft still gets
hate. But you know what? The consumers bring the hate for them, but the game producers, they don't show them any hate. That's when do they ever hate on those guys?
I don't know.
How come nobody...
The PS3 and the Xbox 360 have more powerful systems to work with.
I want to hear EA...
can do more with it.
I want to hear EA say, we don't want to make a 360 game. Those consoles melt all the time. You never hear them say that.
Yeah, but the software still gets sold.
Maybe because they can charge more.
Yes.
Their software still gets sold.
I know. It's the great injustice of all time, folks. All right, let's move on. Here we go. Final news story of the week. What do we call this one? Bobby Kotick, some kind of comic book
villain. Oh, this one's by Jiffy.
Yeah, Jiffy the intern finally got off his ass in this story here. I was wondering if you'd noticed that, Salsi. And he did a little roundup of all the terrible things that Bobby's been up to lately. And, man, this guy's an asshole. I did read
an article other than off the site about... Yeah. About some of his legal troubles lately with his semi-involvement in a sexual harassment suit.
Yeah, right. So he didn't do any sexual harassment, which I would have loved if he had. But he did not. But he was caught up, I don't know the whole story. Somehow he ended up firing somebody. He was getting sued for wrongful dismissal. And he swapped lawyers a bunch of times during the process of the case. Totally underpaid one of them. She sued him. Now he's being forced to pay her over $1 million.
Nothing to Billy Kotick. I mean, Billy Kotick. Bobby Kotick. So, $1 million is like $50 bill. Yo.
Yeah, that's a good point. Obviously, this man's very rich. But it's nice to see him lose in court. Speaking of which, someone by the name of Greg Hastings took Bobby's company Activision to court not long ago, and they lost to him as well. The story with this one was that this guy, he's like some kind of paintball celebrity. They did some paintball games together. And after one came out, 24 hours later, the company issued him this letter saying, hey, we feel you've abandoned your franchise, and we're going to start making games with your name without your involvement. Basically trying to steal his name, his identity.
His popularity to boost their sales.
Right, exactly. And basically trying to cut him out to make more money for themselves. I mean, just disgusting behavior. Anyways, he sued the fuck out of them, or whatever, took them to court. They lost. He's off with another publisher now, making his own games, getting, I'm sure, a much better deal. So, once again, suck it, Bobby Kotick.
Well, I hate to say it, but Greg Casey just lost, like, an entire $1 million franchise.
You think so?
Well, you know, if there'd be one and Activision made it, there'd be 10.
So
it'd be
Greg Hastings
Paintball 2010.
Yeah, that's a good point, Salsi. But I mean, they were trying to do it without him getting paid.
No, I'm just making a joke. I gotcha. It's hard.
And then finally, we had this incredible kind of full feature length article over on Gamma Sutra. They ran a story. They had some inside sources. So we had some insiders over at Activision come out to the media. And they're saying basically the company 100% relies on consumer surveys, focus testing, to figure out exactly what people want. And they pretty much, they look at the market as it stands and they say, oh, there's no successful games with a female lead. I guess we won't do any games with female leads. And they'll even do things like, completely change a game midstream just because they see, you know, one game succeed and another fail. So basically they cut out any concept of creativity from their developers and just try to manufacture the most mainstream, non-artistic.
Selling to the lowest common denominator.
Exactly.
That's exactly it.
So, I mean, how do you take this? Because the article that that I got this from really focused on the fact that they basically don't have any female leads.
I like the ones with female leads. The other games that they use as examples are great female lead role models, like Wet and Bayonetta.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, aren't those better than nothing, really? I mean, at least they're heroes.
Heroes with boobs.
Well.
At least, like, what was it? Tomb Raiders.
Yeah, Lara Croft.
It was a little less blatant.
Well, I don't know if it was less blatant. No.
Than Bayonetta? At least Bayonetta was ridiculous. Like, didn't take off her shorts to climb a mountain.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there have been games with good, strong female leads. Beyond Good and Evil, the Half-Life Metroid. 2 games, Metroid.
Although, you can,
they've been kind of putting her in a bikini pretty often lately.
I guess.
But, I mean, those games are out there. And obviously, people making these games should have their artistic freedom to make the games that they think they want to make instead of Bobby Kotick's insane dictation of what he thinks will sell.
But you know what? I mean, it is a business, and it's, you know, his business to run, and he's the, you know...
The head honcho.
Yeah, exactly.
But ultimately, I think you would get stronger games if developers...
Yeah, and he is, in a way, sabotaging the gaming world.
Right,
but,
exactly.
But, you know, he's making himself money because, like I said, he's selling to the lowest common denominator. He keeps pumping out anything with, you know, Greg Hastings' game name on it or Call of Duty's name to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to make money. And that's why he can afford to pay these billion-dollar lawsuits.
Son of a bitch.
You know what? I mean, you can't call him stupid.
I think, though, that the way that he... runs his company is very profitable short term, but long term it's very damaging to run a company.
Not to his company, it's more damaging in the long term to the game industry, but he's doing it for the long term. He's not planning short term.
Do you think?
Yeah. As soon as something starts doing poorly, he'll pick up something else.
He'll just buy out one of the smaller companies because he's loaded.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think in general, though, when you see things like the Greg Hastings story, I mean, that's a terrible way to run a business.
Oh, most
because
definitely.
Right there, if you kept him in the loop, you could have kept making his games and kept making money. Now you're not making any money off
of it. You're getting a little angry.
Anyways,
Bobby Kotick really sets noobs off.
Just to finish up, we ran a kind of a long time ago, a Bobby Kotick is a jerk kind of an article. And this was, I put the little devil, beard and Hitler mustache and stuff on him. But I took it to the next level here.
I see that.
With the lightning eyes.
And the missing tooth. Did you have that
Well, the missing tooth was there before. I also used the Photoshop light folder, filter. But Salty, what do you think of my Photoshop work in this image?
It's obviously MS Paint.
You can't do those kinds of lens flares in MS Paint.
You can.
You can.
No, you can't.
You can.
You can if you have any time.
That's it for news.
Things of the week.
All right, folks. Shameful human of the week, Andrew Keen. First of all, this guy looks like Mark Hamill. Yes or no?
He kind of looks like a really ugly Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's an ugly motherfucker.
Sure, we can agree on that.
Anyways, this guy is some kind of web expert who hates the internet. He's categorically opposed to Web 2.0 and any kind of website where users get involved. Wikipedia, YouTube, any of that. He basically thinks it's communism. Everybody's chipping in to do the work, and it ruins the ability of the experts who have risen to the top to make money in these fields.
Really? Is that not even a close to valid point.
I think he calls it the cult of the amateur. Or at least that's the title of his new book.
So, I mean, should we be offended by this man?
We should. But
I think we're exactly the people that he's talking about here.
Yeah, we're running a blog, we're putting videos on YouTube. Pretty much this guy's
I don't think
elitist.
We're what we're he's talking about, because we're not making any money.
Well, no, but that's exactly what he's talking about, because
I'm joking.
We're doing things for free that he feels other people should be paid to do.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, hey, man, we're trying to make money here. Like, he's calling us communists, but
Andrew
this is,
Keen,
like, the most free market thing you can do.
Andrew Keen, fuck you.
Yeah, he's seriously a huge prick. He kind of reminds me of Prince.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Basically, ignorant hate of the internet.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with these people?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's ignorant. This is the funny point here. He's apparently participated in many internet startups himself.
His Wikipedia page is filled with failed internet startups that he's been a part of. And then he gets mad at us for doing YouTube videos.
So maybe he should leave it to the fucking amateurs.
Yeah, exactly. Suck on that. Okay, we've been leading up to this all episode.
Yeah, there's been a couple of comments thrown my way.
It's the question of the week from Weskimo. Why don't you give it to us? Sock it to us.
Well, Noobs, you've been right there with me for most of our lives of gaming here, and we have several friends that are avid PC gamers over everything else, and every time we show them a new console game, they lose their shit. Yeah. And they just say how the controls are so bad, it'd be better with a mouse and keyboard, the graphics are terrible, it's just total bullshit.
Basically, you're talking about D-Muser.
Yeah, specifically D-Muser can go die.
So, what is the question?
The question then is, should we listen to these people? Like, really, I mean, they sit there and they hunch over their computers.
Yeah.
What would I put here? Prone to spend long hours hunched over a computer, clicking frantically in a desperate attempt to make up for repressed and unresolved sexual issues. So, namely, D-Muser.
Right.
So, I mean, no matter what he does, he's claiming that it would be better on PC. Which, frankly, just isn't true.
That's 100% wrong.
Yeah. So the question is, who has it right?
Yeah.
So should console gamers hold... This was my exact question here. Should we hold up their controllers with righteous zeal, or should they be cowed by the naysaying hermits of PC gaming?
Well, we've hated on PC a lot. Let's get Salsi's take.
All right. You have a console. You put it out. Right away, you're limited with the graphics.
True.
And you've got gimmicky controls. I mean, you have to sort of admit it.
Can you call it a regular controller gimmicky even? Like a PS2 controller? Is that gimmicky?
Depends. It could be, yes.
I would disagree to that. How do you call it gimmicky? I call a keyboard gimmicky then.
No, it's not. You have so much more control with a keyboard.
But it's so much more comfortable to hold a controller.
Well, that's debatable too. Thumb problems? So, Nintendo thumb?
Oh, on the old NES, yeah.
Even the ones with the thingies that stick out. You can get dents.
Hmm. Alright, keep going, Salsi.
Whereas, yes, with a PC you can have solid, good controls. Your headset right there on a different program than your game, so you're not really relying on your game to have voice chat or not on your console. I don't really know.
Oh, I see.
And then, your graphics are only limited by the amount of money you put into your machine.
Well, see, I think right there you've stated one of my biggest problems with PC gaming.
That's because you're a cheap bastard.
Is that it's so complicated.
So, because we don't want to just constantly dump money to play better games, and then, frankly...
We dump money to play games all the time.
Well, no. But, I mean...
By buying a $300
But then, see,
console.
The thing is that you buy this computer, and you can't tell me that what... Commander Keen will run properly on here. You have to patch the crap out of it and do all kinds of ridiculous things. You can't just go back and play it because your computer is now too good.
You can run an emulator.
See, but you've got to do all that bullshit instead of just plugging your game in there and going back to something.
I'm
classic.
Sure exactly. Nims could tell you that he's had many troubles with his SNES not working.
No,
with particular games having to blow dust out.
Oh, sure. There's a little bit of that. Oh,
it's not
Super Nintendo.
That's just like having a dirty CD.
A little bit of
Yeah, that's not fair, Salsi. I mean, computers have tech problems as much as consoles do.
Okay, yeah. So you have to be a little smarter to use a PC.
Oh, well. To me, it's like, I mean, Weskimo is exactly right. You want to play a game, you put it in the system, you play it. The PC, it's like you're trying to figure out if you got the right requirements, you gotta upgrade, you don't really know what hardware is compatible with what other hardware. I mean, it's like a lot of work to just play a game. And then my biggest problem is that I play games to relax.
Yeah.
I wanna lay on my couch, or with a handheld, even lay in my bed.
You can lay on your bed with a keyboard and your screen on your TV.
That doesn't work.
TV on your wall. I have friends that do that. TV at the foot of the bed or something?
I don't know. This, to me, you lay back and you play a console. A PC, you lean forward.
And you game.
And you game like it's work.
You game like it's your life.
See, and this is the work comment. That's another interesting thing is that's what, you know, constantly, if anybody wants to check out the forums, you'll see a lot of D-Muser's posts in the rage thread about, you know, how he spends, like, 3 hours to try and get a game to work, like, patching a game or whatever. Like, I sat down with John and Limey and D-Muser, and we tried to get old Doom to work on our computers.
Right.
It took us 4 hours, and we finally got a game going.
Were you using, like, the actual game CDs?
No. No, we were using whatever patch D-Muser found.
Oh, okay.
And what it would do was it would constantly boot the fourth player to join.
Ooh.
And, well, when the fourth player joined,
you should have just ditched
it would
one
boot the other two.
But that's not an excuse. I mean, if a game has a feature, you should be able to use the feature. And that's what console games do. You read the back of the box, like, you know what it does, and it does it.
Technically, maybe your SNES broke and you had 60 games.
Yeah. And then I buy another SNES. They're like
$20.
You
wouldn't feel a little bit ripped off? Like, say it was a newer console.
Well,
what if you can't get that console anymore?
If I were a 360 owner, I'd feel pretty ripped.
Well, but the thing about the 360 owners is that we have that wonderful Microsoft warranty that they just replace it for us if the console breaks. So we're out the console for a week.
Okay, what if you can't get the console anymore? Then you pretty much need a PC to play those old games.
Well, I'm not arguing that PC gaming isn't useful or isn't fun.
Right.
I mean, I just picked up StarCraft 2.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I don't not play PC games.
Right.
But I'm just arguing that console is by far the more superior for those gamers willing to just relax and play their games.
I think, if we go back to Eskimo's point, if you wanted to play Commander Keen, it would take a fuckload of work to get that going. Yeah. Unless you did, like, a browser.
What if you just downloaded a new game, you put your CD in, and you booted it up? Like, you guys keep talking about old games that you have to, like, do workarounds,
yeah,
right? That's not really fair.
Or even...
Why? Because I can play an old console, like, talking game about immediately.
Well, no, he's arguing also that the new games, you might have
you know
to
what really
check
sucks?
Your requirements and, you know, maybe upgrade your computer to be able to play it. It's just, it's work.
Yeah. Good point. Well, go ahead, Salsi.
Nothing.
Are we done?
Alright, so, I mean, this is pretty much
hotly contested.
The issue of all time for nerds. I mean, the PC versus console.
I'm sorry,
is
if
the
you can't build your own
nerds.
PC, you're hardly qualified to even be a nerd.
Wow.
So, there you go, folks. Send us your comments at hosts@shufflingdead.com.
Man, that one's gonna get some hate. I don't know if anybody listens.
Double.
Hey, we did 2 videos this week by some miracle.
How come this is on there?
And one of them is, it's the next entry in our definitive 50 SNES games. This takes number 49, Super Baseball
24. I know Wes has something to say about this game.
I very much appreciate this being in the top 50. Although, I think it should be higher.
Wow, we got 6 people liking this thing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really debated that, but in the end I decided that it's not a list based entirely on my own opinions. It's also kind of public perception, how many people really played this game back in the day.
How many stats did you look up to see who played this game?
He's done a lottery.
Well, I read a lot of message boards and I know what games are remembered. And this is a much more obscure game than, I mean, I consider this a much better game than Mortal Kombat.
Oh, hands down.
But I'm gonna have to put Mortal Kombat higher because that's a game people really still talk about. You and I are the only ones talking about this game.
Seriously, you really are.
I know.
You and that other guy who commented on about how he liked to play it when he was a kid that no one really cared about.
So then the other video was a dungeon video. I finally got up off the floor and did a dungeon.
Huh.
And this one was another famous debate. It's the definition of hardcore versus casual gamers.
I think this was a really good one.
Thank you, Salsi.
You kind of went off a little bit. I did see you were wearing your wolf shirt, though.
Yeah.
I told him to make a 3 or 5 minute video, and he gave me like 12 minutes of footage.
Well, yeah. You can cut it down as much as you like.
Oh, she cut the crap out
of it. I cut the crap out of it.
Yeah, it's true.
You see how much editing went into that?
Well, I had a lot of thoughts on this subject. Do you guys have any thoughts on that subject?
I think you covered it
very well. You pretty much covered everything. You just kind of went off about, you know, how all of a sudden, you know,
somebody made a comment, Mecha Jelly.
Yeah.
Said companies should stop. Oh, he's talking about you here. Here's what he thinks you're saying. Companies should stop catering to the people making the money and cater to me instead, because I was here first. And then he says, video games aren't punk rock noobs.
We know this person.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
Well, he's totally misinterpreting what I'm arguing, because I don't feel like I'm being left behind by game companies making casual games.
Although we were there first.
We were there first, but that's not the point. I'm pointing out the fact that these terms have shifted in meaning. I think it's an interesting conversation to have. But I'm not personally feeling like companies have left me behind at all. Obviously, they should make the games that make them money. I mean, whether those happen to be quote-unquote...
Activision.
Well, whether those happen to be quote-unquote hardcore casual games, it's up to them to make the games. But I think the way they market their games, the way gamers use those terms, it's significant, and it has to do with discriminating against certain groups and kind of pitting certain groups against each other.
Well, you can watch the video if you want to
check
hear
it out. Thing.
Don't want to get you off again.
You know, I'm losing my mind here.
So we'll start with the to-do list, and just a quick recap of where you guys are right now. And we'll start with Noobs, because I think his is probably shorter.
Well, thanks a lot, Salsi. Yeah, so I got a few more done this month. Six, in fact. Figure out lighting for our videos. Basically, I told Demuser, bring the lights over to my place. Set those up.
So, we still have to tweak them a little bit.
Right, but at least I've got the lights now. I'm giving
that. You're brighter.
Buy a microphone for podcasting. And which we have. We're using it right now. I think everybody can appreciate that we sound a hell of a lot better right now.
I should hope.
See Twilight Eclipse. Dear God.
Holy crap, that movie was bad.
Oh, but it was on the list.
I think it was the best.
Buy and beat Super Mario Galaxy 2. Done and done. Replay Donkey Kong Country 3. By some miracle, I did this. I sat down and played it for like 2 hours. I was done. And I gotta tell you, it's a lot worse than the other two Donkey Kong countries.
It wasn't very good.
No, I hate the new character they added. And...
Isn't that the one where you Diddy and the chick?
No, that's the second one.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is the
third one.
The chick and the monkey?
Yeah, the big guy.
The baby monkey.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Oh.
This one...
That one was horrible.
The level's not as interesting. The graphics are generally the same as the other two, but they have these new characters that are just so poorly designed, they look atrocious. They have all these bear characters, they just... It's like...
Sonic.
Oh, it's so bad. Anyways, yeah. But, hey, I beat it. Demolish all comers in Shuffling Dead Basketball. Weskimo, do you think it's fair for me to cross this one off?
Well,
he shows up every week.
No, he doesn't.
Most weeks. Oh. A couple weeks I slept in.
Slept in. It's 7 o'clock at night.
I mean, but, okay, there was that one game where I was MVP.
You were phenomenal that one game. You just had the most ridiculous, fluky shots going in.
I stole the ball from a guy twice my size.
Yeah, yeah. That was impressive, actually.
So, come on, you gotta give me this one.
Alright. that one game earned you Demolish All Comers, because you were...
I demolished all comers.
I don't think you were the top scorer in that game, because I think you guys still lost.
We did
lose.
They didn't
lose.
But you definitely were high up there.
I was a force on the field.
Yeah, you were.
And in conclusion, I've now done 16 of 100 goals. I've got 1 month to go, so... good luck to me. All right, let's hear what Weskimo did.
All right, well, I think I knocked another 8 off mine this month.
Fuck.
And that puts me at 30 out of 100. So I'm doing all right. So this month I finished watching all the Venture Brothers episodes. That show is fantastic.
Awesome.
Salsi, you have a problem with Venture Brothers?
I think I watched the first 3 episodes and I was like,
See, I watched the first 3 episodes and I was hooked.
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's really good. I was a little skeptical of watching Venture Brothers because Demuser always has such high things to say about it. And typically his taste is shitty. Like,
absolutely right.
Honestly, I'm not a big fan of the Aqua Teen Hunger Force and all that other stuff. I know you're okay with it.
I liked it early on, but it does get old.
I'm not a big fan of all those shows that he likes. And so I was skeptical, but I watched a few episodes and I was just hooked and I watched them all. All
right. What else?
Finalizing some decks with some card protectors. Yeah, I put about 6 decks into card protectors.
I got some
card
protectors.
4 or 5, I don't know. But yeah.
So he's working on that too?
Yeah, so I've got a few in the card protectors, so.
What's your favorite deck so far?
I don't know.
Jeez.
Favorite.
It's like asking him to pick one of his children.
Pick
it. I don't have kids. Favorite or best?
Favorite,
probably my blue-red deck.
Best?
Probably the elf deck, based on win percentage.
Hate you.
Yeah, I know. So I also attended Motion Notion, which is 4 days of camping and techno music. And
Did you have any illegal substances?
I did not ingest any illegal substances that weekend.
You had some beer, I'm sure.
Oh, a lot of beer.
I don't think that's illegal.
No, but the way that...
I'm just saying he did get fucked up.
Oh, most definitely. The way all four of those days went down was wake up, drink some beer, sit in the river for a while.
In the river?
Well, I mean, you take a lawn chair down to the beach, and you sit in the river and just chill out in the water. And you drink some more beer.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you
get wicked. When does the dancing happen?
There's a stage at the beach as well with techno music playing. So a lot of people are dancing and playing with hula hoops and stuff there. I typically just sit in the water and drink. And
then I go back up. Playing with hula hoops?
No, I'm really bad.
Because they're on ecstasy.
I'm really bad at it.
Well, if you had taken some E, you would have gotten a lot better.
Oh, this is true. But then I go back, and then you go back into the campsite, you take a nap, you wake up, you cook yourself some dinner, you get more drunk, and then you go back out and dance till 5 a.m.
Awesome.
Oh, so you did so, dance.
Yeah, there was lots of dancing and being drunk. It was good. Upon reflection, I've also decided to give myself the Make the Amuser's Birthday Exceed previous levels of awesome achievement.
Yeah.
I looking back at it, it was at least as good as all the other D-Amuser's birthdays.
I told you, you know, when we first had the party, you were like, I don't know. I was like, you know what, man? Think back on it, it'll get better.
Yeah. Because it was good.
Time heals everything.
Yeah, I mean, everybody came, everybody put on a good show. I mean, we were all stupid drunk and doing dumb stuff, so yeah, it was good.
Okay,
so I also pacified the lady friend with a camping trip. And I made a magic reference here, if you noticed.
Nice.
2 mana later, the lady friend has been struck by pacifism. And I did that specifically because I made a deal with her to go on this camping trip. She would have to make an honest effort to learn to play magic.
And we had a ladies' magic night.
Yeah, which she attended. So,
she attended.
Yep, so she's working on that. So that was a twofold victory for me.
It was strip magic, wasn't it?
We can hope. We can think.
Yeah. All right, keep going.
I put an additional fence in my backyard. I sprayed the crap out of my lawn with some weed killer because it was all weeds.
Those are two goals.
Yeah, no, two separate goals there. I actually commenced round two of the purge just before I came over here today.
I'm really curious about this last one.
The buy new music?
Did you use the words buy and music in the same sentence?
Yeah, I realized I pretty much hadn't bought a CD or any music.
How do you buy it? iTunes?
No, I just went to the CD store.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I'm not a big iTunes fan for purchasing music. I mean, if I'm buying,
I have before, and I can't figure out how to re-download it.
Yeah, same deal with games. It's like, you know, I prefer to have the physical game right here.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. Yeah. If you're going to spend money on something, I want a physical copy, something to put on the shelf.
Yeah, so I went out, I bought like 5 or 6 new CDs, and you know, they were all actually pretty awesome, with the exception of Vampire Weekend's new
album. Discriminating against the vampires again.
It was just not good. They've got a couple of really good tracks on the radio and everything, so I was all excited, and then the rest of it's all just kind of downplayed versions of those songs that aren't as good.
More mellow.
More mellow and kind of, you know, ugh.
Well, ugh. We're trying to get through everything quick here, because you and I have something big to discuss here, Weskimo.
Do we?
So,
two things to discuss.
Well, let's head into that right now.
All right, cool. So that's the end of my to-do list for the month. So I'm at 30.
Good job.
Congratulations, Weskimo. I'm a little bit worried about how things are going to wrap up, but we'll see where this goes.
All right.
Here we go. This weekend that just passed, you and I attended 2 major nerd events.
Separately,
that's right. I went to Animethon, which is Edmonton's huge anime convention. It's the oldest in Canada, I think. Mm-hmm. And then you yourself went to a StarCraft 2 tournament.
Funny story, I didn't end up going.
You didn't go to that?
No.
You
Why not?
Bastard.
I got caught up doing a bunch of stuff, playing StarCraft at home.
Okay, so you can tell us about the game at least.
I can.
See, PC gaming has already got you on your way to being a bit of a hermit.
I already said that I would...
Hermit.
Yeah, that's a good point, Zalzi.
All right. See, no, this is exactly my point, is that PC gamers hang out at home by themselves, not doing console gamers can easily get together and pick up a controller, right?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Do you want to go over to Noob's house or would you rather stay at home and play some Super Baseball?
some NBA Jam?
Yeah, we certainly could. Tell us about StarCraft 2.
Minus the discrimination.
You know, I've been reading all week D-Muser hating on StarCraft 2 through his Facebook.
See, he hates it and he loves it.
Well.
It's terrible. I mean, they're both so into it, but they both hate it so much.
I think they
maybe just because they're old and don't like change.
I mean, D-Muser famously hated the original StarCraft as well.
No, he loved it till he started losing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I mean, what do you think of the single player, the multiplayer?
The single player missions, I mean, the story so far, I mean, I've only played like the first four or five missions.
I don't think you play it for the story anyway.
I know.
Well, but, you kind of do. The infamous cutscene.
Yeah. Although, well, the cutscenes are a little better. There's like an upgrade interface between missions and everything. You can actually give your units some extra abilities or extra hit points and stuff like that, which is, you know, pretty helpful from what I can tell. So far, I'm only about five missions in. The story seems pretty weak. You know, more Zerg attacking everybody. Raynor being a giant cowboy douche. And Manx off being a giant empirical douche.
So. And of course, really, in the end, you're only getting a third of the story, because we've got two more installments to go before we kind of wrap up this whole
chapter. Exactly. And I'm pretty hesitant to go buy the
you think
later
so?
Installments.
Well, I guess really, you've already got the multiplayer.
Exactly.
And if you're not into the campaign, you don't need to bother.
Yeah, so the campaign really, I mean, pretty lackluster for the most part. I mean, like, it's got some interesting features and cool stuff going on and little side quests and stuff in the middle of the missions. But, I mean, really, the game is for the multiplayer.
Right on.
Which Blizzard, you know, fucked up.
Oh, really?
Well, no, the used map settings is awesome, but they've got all that whole no offline play, no LAN.
Right.
Play it at all, don't you have to be signed into Battle.net?
Even to play the single player, you have to be signed into
Battle.net. That's a little fucked up.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of hijinks they can pull on the PCs.
Yeah.
But then again, you can actually get real enjoyable multiplayer as well.
Oh, we've had a lot of good times playing, like, Mario Soccer and Super Baseball.
Okay, something where you need to communicate with other people, not the same room.
Well, we were smacking controllers out of each other.
Not in the same room.
But listen, 360 is totally competent online, too. Mm-hmm. And they do voice chat, don't you?
Oh, yeah, there's voice chat, there's
webcams, you can show each other's dicks while you're playing.
Mm. If you really wanted to, I suppose.
So, in the end, was it a worthwhile purchase?
Yeah, the used map settings and the multiplayer actually seems fairly fun for the most part once you get going. I don't like all the hijinks, like you said, behind the scenes, but, you know, once you get playing, it's not bad.
So the gameplay there, but there's issues besides.
Yeah.
Alright.
So how was Animathon?
Oh my god. Alright, so we did a great video last year detailing my trip to Animathon. Mm-hmm. And this year we aim to reproduce a similarly insane experience, and I think we succeeded there for sure.
Who all went with you?
It was myself, D-Muser, some people who... What?
Bloodlark,
that's right.
Jackal or whatever.
Donnie Jackal.
Didn't Merge get me up with the
And Merge, right? There we go. I couldn't remember all their internet names, but there you have it.
What about the other one?
Oh, and later on we met up with... Hollow Nemesis.
Oh, right.
And, my god, folks. This year, it was a lot busier than years previous. It was packed, and the cosplayers, I think, took it to a new level this year. The ugly freaks were out in full force. The hot ladies were there.
The furries from what I saw in the footage. The furries
were swarming everywhere.
I think you even got in a little bit of the... You and D-Muser.
We might have been in a fur pile. Just wait. This week, we will have a dungeon episode detailing all of our experiences at Animathon. This is just a taste right now, folks.
Good God.
There was cleavage. There was despicable acts.
Tell the Pikachu girl story.
Well, this is...
Because it's not going to be in the video.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. So, last year, a big part of our video was my interview with this girl dressed as Pikachu, and she was quite an attractive lady. And, she was quite friendly with me. She had some other weirdos swarming around her who didn't seem to, leave a very good impression with her. But overall, she was nice. And she even commented on that video, like, hey, thanks for, you know, putting me in your video and everything. But this year, I mean, I found her. She dodged
us. Very unceremoniously yelled, hey, Pikachu girl, etc.
Well, she was about to walk away. I was like, hey, Pikachu girl. It's totally friendly. She dodged us like crazy. She pulled a snake. She hopped in a box.
Really?
No. But every time we brought the camera out, she turned the other way. And she basically seemed like we were dangerous and she was afraid of us.
Good story. Cool story, bro.
Hey, you asked for it. So, should I be hurt? Is her concern legitimate?
Maybe she's got some other circumstances that keep her from wanting to be on the internet.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, maybe, you know, her boyfriend was just like, no.
Yeah, it could be. So, maybe I shouldn't feel too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel too bad.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions for me about the whole experience?
No.
Not really. We'll see in the video.
All your questions will be answered in the video, which is going to be the best thing of all time. I'm already calling it. All
right.
No pressure, Salsy.
Right.
Well, I think that pretty much waxes us up.
Wax.
Us off? That's what I heard.
Wraps us up for another week. Sometimes I have problems with my words, folks. And,
Sometimes you need to filter what you're thinking.
There is one thing I wanted to talk about, though. Okay. What's the deal with the number of jumps we've had in the ShufflingDead.com Facebook page?
Right on. So you've probably listened to us week over week complain about how we only have, like, what, 53 people?
We had 53 for, like, 6 weeks.
So here's what's happened. We got in contact with a Facebook power user. Let's call her that. 3,000 friends.
Want to know who it is?
Who is it?
It's my mom.
I know.
She's literally got like 3,000 friends because she plays Mafia Wars.
So, she sent out an invite to become a fan of our site through Facebook to all these crazy people. I mean, very nice people. And, out of 3,000, 20.
In a week, though.
Yeah.
It's only been a week and we've jumped like 20 fans.
We've shot up to 73 fans on Facebook.
Yeah. What was your goal for the 100. Summer? Was it 100?
Well, my goal is 100. My summer to-do list goal was 200. I was going to put 100. I was like, no, let's go for the...
Go for broke.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of regret doing that because I feel like maybe if we really tried, we could have gotten to 100.
But... Well, you could at least put something off your list.
Yeah.
So you have to
be
better at that.
Yeah, I got to be more strategic, don't I?
More like Wes.
Yeah. way to put things on your list you're going to do anyways. Put a post in the ground?
You could have done that. I mean, put things like that. Hey, you had a light bulb.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I could have made buy Mario Galaxy 2 and beat Mario Galaxy 2 as two separate
goals. Yeah, you should have done that.
I did the same thing for Army of Two, though. I did buy and beat on the same one. So, I think you did it right.
I did it honorably, but not strategically.
Not strategically at all.
But, so that, right there, the Facebook group, search us up on Facebook, find ShufflingDead.com. For the love of God, become a liker. Help us out.
A couple more.
If we get to 100, we can have a custom URL on Facebook. I really want that.
And Nate can sleep at night.
Yes, exactly.
That would be sweet.
Things are rough right now. alright. And other than Facebook, you can learn more about everything you've heard today by visiting ShufflingDead.com. We do show notes, link you over to all the stories we talked about. Check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/shufflingdead. And see our videos at youtube.com/marnax. That's MARNAX. We're doing 2 videos a week right now. We're stepping it up on YouTube.
You're here.
So, we're on the march to success. Hop on board the train.
Noobs, I think we got a couple SDGR videos, like, that we need to do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that needs to happen.
We got tennis sitting around.
Oh.
Got the smoke machine sitting around.
The one that doesn't work, right.
And finally, contact Salsi and I, and our other guests, at host@shufflingdead.com. That's HOSTS at shufflingdead.com.
Having a lot of trouble
today. I'm stuttering today. And, I mean, we talked about a lot of really controversial things on today's show.
We got into some arguments.
I liked it. If you got an opinion on any of those, send them our way. We want to hear your comments regarding PC versus console gaming. Which is better? Both have their merits, perhaps. I don't know. You tell me. And thanks for listening.